Ilya Kazan was born in a Greek section of what is now Istanbul, Turkey, on September 7, 1909. His family emigrated to the United States when he was only 4 years old. He was a shy youngster who was later remembered by his college classmates as somewhat of a loner. In 1932, after a year at Yale University's School of Drama, Ilya Kazan moved to New York City to become an actor. He found the outlet for his creative energies at the Group Theater, a center that showcased works of social commentary. Initially, he was warned that he had no acting ability, but determined to prove himself, Kazan surprised even his loudest critics by emerging as one of the group's most capable actors. However, acting wasn't enough for the young Kazan, and by the mid-1930s, he began to direct in the theater. His first real break came in 1942 with Thornton Wilder's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Skin of Our Teeth. He went on to direct the stage productions of the now legendary All My Sons and Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller and Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams. The partnerships with Miller and Williams firmly established Kazan's reputation as the foremost theater director of his day. At the height of his stage success, Kazan moved to Hollywood and quickly demonstrated his skill as a director of motion pictures. Kazan pulled Marlon Brando out of obscurity to star in the 1954 film On the Waterfront.
You take them heaters away from you and you're nothing, you know that?
You talk yourself in the river.
You take the good goods away and the kickbacks and a shakedown cabbage and a pistol arrows and you're nothing. Your guts is all in your wallet and your trigger finger, you know that?
You read about us, Kerry.
From where you stand, maybe.
The film exposed the corruption in New York City's Longshoremen's Union and won the Academy Award for the Best Picture of the Year. Ilya Kazan's long list of film credits includes Viva Zapata, East of Eden, Wild River, and The Last Tycoon. In Splendor in the Grass, he put the then-unknown Warren Beatty into a starring role. Today, a popular actor and director, Beatty says Kazan had given him the most important break of his career.
I was a lucky guy to be able to observe this man on my first picture, to observe his clarity, his organization, his innovation, his sense of vitality and his persistence, his stamina, and most of all, his ability to make everyone around him feel that they were geniuses. I remember the night that he hired me for Splendor in the Grass. He grabbed my lapels as we walked into a restaurant. He sort of pushed me up against the wall, and he said, "Okay, kid, I don't have to look at the test we made today. You got the part." He said, "You want to know why?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I'll tell you why. It's because you gave me so many good directorial ideas when we worked on the scene today." And he said, "I'm going to need a lot more of that out of you."
Although Kazan never left the director's chair, he did turn away long enough to write four best-selling novels. In two of these, America, America, and The Arrangement, he told the story of his Greek immigrant ancestors. Kazan later turned these novels into motion pictures. During his long career, Ilya Kazan won the coveted Tony and Oscar awards for excellence on stage and screen. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan presented Kazan with the Kennedy Center Honors Award, a national tribute for lifetime achievement in the arts. At the ceremonies, Bud Schulberg, screenwriter of Kazan's On the Waterfront, thanked his lifelong friend, saying Ilya Kazan has touched us all with his capacity to honor not only the heroic man, but the hero in every man. In 1999, the film industry gave Ilya Kazan an Academy Award for lifetime achievement.
I want to thank the Academy for its courage, generosity. Thank you all very much. I think I can just slip away.
Ilya Kazan, dead at the age of 94. I'm Tom Crosby, VOA News.